And you all know the basic elements of negligence: duty, breach, proximate cause, damages. As you saw there on one of Cindy's slides, your Texas pattern jury charge. Pull that out before you get into your case. Go through it really doesn't take that long. Go through your various elements of what you're going to have to prove by looking at the jury questions that are likely to be posed to your jury. You know, duty, if you're too far in the weeds in duty, you need to be checking to make sure you've got a case that's worthy of pursuing. But there are a lot of questions about duty, especially when you're trying to pin a bad act that occurred by somebody on another person who may have also committed a bad act. You see it a lot in sexual assault cases and so forth. Breach is where you're going to spend a lot of your time in tort cases. Obviously, you want to set what is the standard of care for this particular kind of doctor, construction company, whatever it may be. And then you want to get the facts that show that that standard of care was breached. Cause, proximate cause, damages, I'm not going to spend a lot of time here on these. Premises liability, again, your elements. You all know these from law school. Who possesses and controls the premises? You got to find out who that is and whether you can legally stick a claim against that entity. The entrant status, are they a business invitee? If they are, then the defendant's duty is knew or should have known of the dangerous condition and fix it or warn of it. If it's just a guest licensee, then the defendant's duty is if they knew of the dangerous condition, then they need to fix or warn. And then, of course, dangerous condition, you got to prove that it's an unreasonably dangerous condition. Vicarious liability, this I spend a lot of time on this. Obviously, there'll be an individual who causes a lot of damages and is unable to pay for it. Well, was that person in the course and scope of their employment?